sounds cliche, but tell me, would you wait for me? Baby, I'm a rolling stone. I got a lot of right in me, but I don't wanna say this wrong. Tell me, would you wait for me? Wait for me.
One more time for Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly, the Grey Cup halftime show announcement late yesterday afternoon. If you missed it, he is going to be the entertainment in November in Winnipeg. There's going to be lots of flames. There's going to be heat from the stage as he'll rock out and hopefully warm up everyone, because it'll be frozen in Winnipeg, I am sure. But your thoughts, 1-877-300-7275 on the halftime pick. I'm okay with it. They're trying to draw a younger audience. Not everyone is loving it on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page, where I asked. A lot of people are dissing it, saying, come on, was no one better? But I think, you know, there might be an age gap in some instances judging this. But I think the CFL just chose to try and go a little younger. But let's see what our Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson, thinks. Are you all for Machine Gun Kelly?
I don't even know who he is, Greg. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I told my wife yesterday, and she was like, "Oh, wow, really?" And so I know she knew who he was and everything. And I just said, "You know, what do you know about him?" Like, "Oh, I think he had a baby with some actress or something."
Megan Fox,
that's all,
yeah.
I knew, Greg.
Well, see, you do know your pop culture. You know, honestly, a couple of years ago, he performed, I think it was during the NHL All-Star Game, and I thought, wow, he's really good. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't mind him at all. I think it'll be all right, especially in Winnipeg when you want to rock and warm up, because it's probably going to be miserably cold there. So, my friend, let me school you on what you need to know about how this is going down tonight in Winnipeg. The game means nothing to us. We've clinched top spot of the West. However, with two games left, Winnipeg trails the Lions and the Calgary Stampeders by just 2 points in the West. Well, the Bombers are 2 points up on the Elks for the final playoff spot. Three of those four teams will make the playoffs as an Eastern crossover. If BC loses to Edmonton tonight, Winnipeg will clinch a playoff spot regardless of how they do against us. A Lions win, a Winnipeg loss, and a Calgary loss against Toronto on Saturday would secure second place in the division for the Lions. A Winnipeg loss, an Edmonton loss, or a Calgary win would clinch a playoff spot for the Stamps. You get all that, buddy?
Oh, man, let's just let the games play out tonight, Greg.
Well, it's going to be a new look for the green and white, right? So many are sitting out, and a lot of rookies. So without naming everyone, or else I'll run out of time here, are you interested in seeing anyone tonight in particular that's going to be inserted in the lineup while a lot of the vets are out?
Well, the one guy I'm looking forward to seeing here is Mario Anderson. He's the backup running back to A.J. Ouellette, right? And I know he had one solid game this year. He looked really good. So it'll be good to see him in that starting role to see what he could do here for the Riders.
Anyone else?
No, he's coming in. I believe he's going to be the starter at center. And my thing with the O-line and center play is center has to know everything, and who knows what the Bombers are going to bring, depending on what happened in some games tonight and everything here, right? So looking forward to it.
Brett Lauther is going to continue to handle field goal and kickoff duties. And, of course, Jake Merritt, quarterback. Can he put us in a position to win the last two, Belton?
I'm on the fence with Jake Merritt, to be honest with you right now, Greg. You know, I know he got the one start earlier this year, threw 470 yards. He didn't look too crisp to me, so he has the full week here of practice. I'm willing to see what he's going to have here because, again, playoffs are coming up. You want to be playing some good ball no matter what, even if you're a backup.
Wow. I thought you'd be a little more excited about Mayer. I want him to do well.
I do want him to do well. It's just I want to see that Jake Mayer that I've seen with the Stamps and everything, right? That's the Jake Mayer, you know, early in his career. That's the guy that I want to see tonight.
Yeah, and we do need that, largely in part because you never know as we head towards that West Final. It would be nice to know that Mayer is looking great for us and got a little more security going into that West Final. Trevor's the third stringer tonight, according to the lineup. Well, anything in the NFL this weekend you're most pumped about seeing?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I was kind of pumped last night. Yeah, and the Bengals stole a win there. The two aging quarterbacks there, right?
Well, I missed it. I was working at the Alzheimer's Gala, but I missed that one. Who's your game of the weekend?
The game of the weekend probably for me, Greg, is going to be the Buccaneers and the Detroit Lions. They play Monday night.
That is
playoff caliber type team.
All right, my man. You have a good weekend and go Riders. Thanks for the insight, pal.
Hey, have a good one, Greg.
Guys actually developed a code name for cocaine. Do you want to share it with our viewers?
Well, we call it Betty White, you know.
You know the story. It's all history. I've been sober now 7.5 years. Thank God.
Space Ace. Ace Frehley of Kiss. 74 years old when he died yesterday after suffering a fall at his home, I guess, recently. And then he was hospitalized. It led to complications. Apparently there was a brain bleed and his family had to make the decision. It's awful news, of course, as, you know, we just lost Ozzy. A lot of these aging rockers we're starting to see pass right now. And Ace, he began playing guitar at the age of 13, had a typical rock star attitude. I'm going to drop out of school and become one. And sure enough, by 1972, he answered a newspaper advertisement and joined Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, and drummer Peter Criss. They formed Kiss in 1973 and immediately became the Spaceman. And honestly, as a Kiss fan, I remember when they released all their solo albums in 78. Ace's album did the best. That song, New York Groove, was a top 20 hit, and he sold more albums solo than the other three guys in Kiss. And he was in and out of Kiss a number of times, along with drummer Peter Criss. The two of them battled drugs and alcohol often, as you heard there. Betty White is how he referred to cocaine. And here he is totally blitzed in a television interview from, I think this is 1979 on Tom Snyder.
But you're kind of like a spaceman, huh?
No, actually, I'm a plumber.
Unmistakable laugh. Although Ace was often at odds with Paul and Gene for not letting him back in the band, both released a statement on the passing here this morning, and they said, "We are devastated by the passing of Ace Frehley. He was an essential and irreplaceable rock soldier during some of his most formative foundational chapters of the band and its history." And in a Facebook post, original Kiss drummer Peter Criss said he and his wife were there with Ace's family at the end. And after leaving Kiss, Frehley formed a new band and through the 2000s recorded his own solo albums. Off and on he toured, and the entire band was just recently announced as the honoree for the upcoming 2025 Kennedy Center Distinction. So there's going to be a ceremony in December, and the other members of the band are going to be there, but now they'll have to honor Ace. And they nicknamed him Ace in high school, I guess, for his success with dating. He said he was self-taught, never took a guitar lesson in his life. And here he is talking about his musical influences.
Guys like Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, Jimi Hendrix, Pete Townsend. I was at Led Zeppelin's first New York appearance at the Fillmore East. They were opening up for Iron Butterfly. I was, I think, 17 years old, 16 or 17. After the Led Zeppelin went off, half the people left the Fillmore East. I felt so sorry for the embarrassed. For the headliner, people usually come to see the headliner, not the opening act. But, you know, I think there was a real buzz in New York City about this new band, Led Zeppelin.
Ace Frehley, referred to who he was influenced by. He's ranked number 14 on Guitar World's list of greatest metal guitarists. We are down to a best of three in the ALCS.
And now it's over. Dominguez strikes him out to finish it off. And the Blue Jays have taken the first two here in Seattle to even up this series at two wins apiece.
Pretty stunning. The Jays earning just four runs of the first two games at home. Now they've scored 21 in Seattle and even up the series. It's a best of three. And I don't know if home advantage means anything right now. Sure hope it does as the Jays head back, but they have captured home field advantage again. Game 5 tonight, 4 o'clock our time from Seattle. Then Game 6, Sunday in Toronto, and if necessary, Game 7 on Monday. But Vladdy, again, having a sensational series.
Guerrero drives the ball the other way. Canzone's going back. He's at the wall. It's gone! Vlad Jr. strikes again with his fifth home run of the postseason.
And that is a new record for the most home runs in a postseason by a Jays hitter. He's the best hitter in baseball right now, and it was pretty incredible to watch. 41-year-old Max Scherzer last night, he gave quite the performance, and it was pretty easy to read lips when manager Schneider came to yank him out in the fifth there. Old Mad Max was having nothing of it. The commentators even laughing at his intensity.
Max sure doesn't think he's coming out there to say you get one more hitter.
Scherzer's 1-2 pitch. Curve strikes him out! Max Scherzer defying Father Time.
He sure did. He stuck in there, got out the next batter, pitched another inning, and Jays manager John Schneider spoke after the game on that encounter with Mad Max at the mound.
It was awesome. I thought he was going to kill me. It was great. He locked eyes with me, both colors, as I walked out. And it's not fake. That's the thing. It's not fake. You know, he has this Mad Max persona, but he backed it up tonight. So, the infielders had a good laugh, too, out there, and he got the job done.
It looked like he said to you, "Yeah, I'm sure," before he said, "Let's go," and you walked back to the dugout. What did you ask him there?
Well, he started the conversation with, "I'm good." And I said, "Are you sure?" You could probably read lips, but I told him to execute. I'm leaving you in. I'm leaving you in to execute. And he did.
It's pretty pretty entertaining moment. All right, so Jays fans, how you feeling? They win 8-2, the final last night. Now it's a best of 3, one more in Seattle. As I mentioned, 4 o'clock our time today. And then headed back to Toronto on the weekend here. It's going to be fun. Loads of fun. Other news we're watching this morning, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky scheduled to meet with President Trump at the White House today as Russia's war, now dragging on for more than 3 years, really showing no end in sight. And Zelensky is expected to push for American Tomahawk missiles, which would allow it to strike deeper into Russia. Trump had indicated he was open to the idea, but I guess Trump yesterday spoke to Putin on the phone and then appeared in the Oval Office with reporters and appearing to back off from any sort of help like that.
Or did President Putin try to dissuade you from selling Tomahawk missiles?
First, what do you think he's going to say? Please sell Tomahawks? Is he going to say, please sell those Tomahawks? I really appreciate it. I did actually say, would you mind if I gave a couple of thousand Tomahawks to your opposition? I did say that to him. I said it just that way. He didn't like the idea. He really didn't like the idea. No, I said it that way. You have to be a little bit lighthearted sometimes, but no, he doesn't want Tomahawk is a vicious weapon. It's a vicious, offensive, incredibly destructive weapon. Nobody wants Tomahawks.
We'll see how that meeting goes between the Ukrainian president Trump a little later on and bring you the very latest. Lots going on locally. The Regina Pats have breast cancer awareness a night tomorrow. They're hosting the Wheat Kings. And they're specially designed 22 fresh jerseys, pretty sharp. They're going to be auctioned off for charity after 2. Puck drops 6 o'clock, remember, against the Wheaties. And we're into high school football season, right? Tonight, 2 games of Libel. First one at 5:15, O'Neill and Riffle. 7:30, Lobolis takes on Winston-Knoll. And Miller and Campbell are waiting in the wings. They have the bye. Hey, I got to give a shout out to our farming friends on a harvest well done. Crops are 98% of the bin across the province right now, according to the crop report. Tiny bit left to go where it comes to mustard, flax, soybeans, and chickpeas. But this weekend, there are a lot of fall suppers in rural Saskatchewan to attend, and that's part of the celebration, the end of harvest. But must feel good to be done the harvest. And farm work is never done. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. But good to see that the harvest went well and hopefully as profitable as possible for you as well, too. Amid all the struggles we have in the world, I still hope. And I'm hearing from a lot of my farming friends that they're pretty pleased this year with how it all went. I mentioned lots going on locally the last moment I was with you here. I should also mention the U of R Rams. They're in Alberta this weekend to take on the Bears. Looking forward to the Vanier Cup in our own backyard in November here, too. That's going to be fun. And the Rams setting themselves up well to be there. Let's just keep pressing on. The Regina Thunder are headed into playoffs on Sunday as they host the Huskies. And that's at Libel Field. Remember last weekend we were talking about the Wiener Dog race at halftime? Well, it got too cold and it was a lousy Sunday. The game went on, but they scrubbed the Wiener Dog race. Well, apparently it's going to happen this weekend. And yes, Evan Bray, although off all week long, perhaps that's why he took the week off to kind of work with Mike, his Wiener Dog there. He's going to put in the Wiener Dog race. And hopefully Mike is the odds-on favorite to win it all, apparently. He does well this weekend. I got to take you to the NHL last night. A number of things happened here. First and foremost, as an Oilers fan, I've seen it before. Evan Bouchard can play a vital role in playoff hockey, but he can also cough up the puck a lot. He had probably one of the ugliest games last night. The Islanders, Evan Bray's Islanders, beat my Oilers 4-2. The Leafs and Rangers went to overtime, and it was decided by
William Nylander, 2-1-1. Nylander works in, back in front, they score! Austin Matthews, overtime winner! Leafs take it 2-1!
Incidentally, Austin Matthews was asked if they scoreboard watch, like the fans do at the Jays games are big on the scoreboard during the Leaf games.
Yeah, I think it's great. I especially liked when they would show the scoreboard and they were winning, and the crowd got a good kick out of that. And, I mean, obviously, we're all rooting for them in their series, and it's been really fun to follow them along.
And the Canucks beat Dallas 5-2. Flyers lost 5-2 to the Jets. Senators edged the Kraken 4-3. Another to check, brother, out. Brady's gone after hand surgery. He might be out for about 8 weeks now. Montreal beat the Preds 3-2. And then there's this. This is what I can't wait to share with you. A very unusual moment in the NHL last night. New Jersey is up 3-1 on the Panthers. And Paul Maurice, Florida Panthers coach, makes a challenge to review a goal. And here comes the ref to center ice.
After review, the call on the ice stands. We have a goal. Oh, sorry.
Oh, hang on. Hang on.
Excuse me. After review, there is no goal. Florida will be charged a bench minor penalty for delay of game.
It's as if the ref played a real-life Uno reverse card on Florida coach Paul Maurice there. I've never heard that happen. Oops. Panthers lost that one 3-1. CJME News Time now is 8:26.